ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाई डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। हिज वाइफ श्रीमती सचिदेवी वाज चेस्ट वुमेन हाईली डिवोटेड टू हर हस्बैंड। सचिदेवीज फादर्स नेम वाज नीलांबर एंड हिज सरनेम वाज चक्रवर्ती। पार्पोर्ट। इन द गौरव गणदेश दीपिका वर्स 104 इट इज मेंशन दैट नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती वाज फॉर्मरली गर्गमुनि। सम ऑफ द फैमिली डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती स्टिल लिव इन द विलेज ऑफ द नेम मागडोबा इन द डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ फरीदपुर इन बांग्लादेश। हिज नेफ्यू वाज जगन्नाथ चक्रवर्ती ऑल्सो नोन एज मामू ठाकुर हु बिकम ए डिसाइपल ऑफ पंडित गोस्वामी एंड स्टेड एट जगन्नाथपुरी एज द प्रीस्ट ऑफ तोटा गोपीनाथ। नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती लिव्ड एट नवदीप इन द नेबरहुड ऑफ बेलपुखरिया। दिस फैक्ट इज मेंशन इन बुक प्रेम विलास बिकॉज ही लिव्ड नियर द हाउस ऑफ द काजी। द काजी वॉज ऑल्सो कंसिडर्ड वन ऑफ द मटर्नल अंकल ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु। द काजी यूज टू एड्रेस नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती एज काका और अंकल। वन कैन नॉट सेपरेट द रेसिडेंस ऑफ द काजी फ्रॉम बामन पुखरिया बिकॉज द टॉम्ब ऑफ काजी इज स्टिल एग्जिस्टिंग देयर। फॉर्मरली द प्लेस वॉज नोन एज बेल पुखरिया एंड नाउ इट इज कॉल्ड बामन पुखरिया। दिस हैज बीन एसर्टन बाय आर्कियोलॉजिकल एविडेंस। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे इज वर्स 60 इज रिटन ऑन द बोर्ड बट इट वॉज ऑल्सो 57, 58, 59 एंड बिकॉज पार्पोर्ट इज इन 60 सो इट इज रिटन इन ब्लैक बोर्ड। सो एज वी प्रीवियसली वी आर हियरिंग एज दिस चैप्टर ऑल्सो एंटाइटल एज द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य। सो व्हेन कृष्णा हैज प्लान टू डिसेंड इन दिस मेटेरियल प्लैनेट और दिस इन अर्थ प्लैनेट सो एज कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग कृष्णा देयरफॉर फर्स्ट अलाउड हिज फैमिली ऑफ सुपीरियर्स टू डिसेंड ऑन द अर्थ। सो एमंग दिस सीनियर पर्सन दोज हु डिसेंडेड बिफोर कृष्णा प्लान टू अपीयर चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन दिस एज ऑफ कली। सो बिफोर अपेयरिंग ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य सो ही रिक्वेस्टेड दिस डिवोटीज टू प्रिसीड हिम। श्री सचिदेवी जगन्नाथ मिश्र माधवेन्द्रपुरी ईश्वरपुरी अद्वैत आचार्य श्रीवास पंडित आचार्य रत्न विद्यानिधि एंड ठाकुर हरिदास सो दे आर द इटर्नल एसोसिएट ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु। एज नॉर्थ मंडल ठाकुर यूज टू से गौरांगेर संगी गणे नित्य सिद्ध करी माने सेजाए ब्रजेन्द्र सुत पास। द इटर्नल द एसोसिएट्स ऑफ गौरांग महाप्रभु दे आर इटर्नली लिबरेटेड दे आर नित्य सिद्धस। They are not like some conditioned souls by doing some sadhana, bhakti. They gradually come to the stage of perfection. Two types of siddhas, sadhana siddha and nitya siddha. Nitya siddhas, they are eternally liberated. They are eternal associates of the Lord. So when Lord appeared, or as Krishna or as Gauranga, and he performs his pastimes, Lord never performs pastimes with conditioned souls. They are all liberated souls. He never do any pastimes with conditioned souls like us. So, Jiva Goswami says in his commentary, in Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Sandarbha, he told that when Krishna appeared, or any names you are seeing in Bhagavatam, they are not conditioned souls. They are all liberated souls. Otherwise, by hearing or discussing the pastimes of a conditioned soul, we cannot be liberated. So they are just doing some drama in Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When he appeared with all his eternal associates. Gaurangera Sanghi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane. They are Nitya Siddhas. They are eternally liberated souls. So, before he appeared, he prepared a ground. That's why first he requested his superiors, like his father, mother, his uncles, those who do these roles, spiritual masters. So he requested them to first appear in this material world. So that's why here we see the personalities, those who are also father and mother of Krishna in Krishna's pastimes, the same personality they appeared as father and mother in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Also his grandfathers, they all. We have already heard that Sihatta Nivasi Sri Upendra Mishra Nama Vaishnava Pandita Dhani Sadguna Pradhana. There was also Sri Upendra Mishra, a resident of the district of Sihatta. He was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, a Lalan scholar, a rich man, and a reservoir of all good qualities. So in purport, Prabhupada wrote that he was an incarnation of Gopala Parjanya. In Krishna's pastimes, we see Prabhupada described in Krishna book also nicely. There was a king named Deva Midha in Mathura. He was king of Mathura. He was from ancestry of Moon dynasty. And Deva Midha has two queens. One queen from Khetri ancestry, another from Vaishya ancestry. So from Khetri ancestry, that queen, from Khetriya queen, who came? Sursen. And from Vaishya queen came Parjanya. Parjanya also, both Parjanya, Sursen and they are coming from Deva Midha. So, again, Parjanya has five sons. And Nanda Maharaj was the middle son. Like Upananda, Sunanda, Nanda, Nandana, Abhinanda, like that. So, similarly, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, the same Parjanya, who was the father of Nanda Maharaj, that means grandfather of Krishna, he appeared in this Gauranga Mahaprabhu pastimes as Upendra Mishra. In Gauru Ganadish Dipika, it is said, Parjanyo nama Gopala Asit Krishna Pitamaha Upendra Mishra Sanjata Sihatte Sapta Putravan. The Parjanya, who was the grandfather of Krishna, in Krishna's pastimes, in Dwapara, the same cowherd man, the Parjanya, he appeared as Upendra Mishra in pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But difference is only Upendra, Parjanya has five sons, but when his same personality appeared as Upendra Mishra, a resident in Bangladesh, that is Prabhupada wrote in his purport. But he has seven sons now. Upendra Mishra has seven sons, that is described here. Upendra Mishra had seven sons, who was all saintly and most influential. Kamsari, Paramananda, Padmanabha, Sarveshwara, Jagarnatha, Janardana, Trailokyanatha, and Jagarnath Mishra. Trailokyanatha, like this, Jagarnath Mishra was the fifth son. Here is the same personality, Parjanya, appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes as Upendra Mishra. And sometimes the grandmother of Krishna was Bariyasi. Parjanya's wife was Bariyasi. Mahamanya Vida Gopi Brajayasid Bariyasi Krishna Pitamahi Saiva Namnatra Kamalavati. The same Gopi who was in Braja pastimes of Krishna was wife of Parjanya, his grandfather, that is his grandmother, Bariyasi. Her name was Bari Yasi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, she appeared as Kamalavati. Her name was Kamalavati. So in this way, Jagannath Mishra was most fortunate because he played the role of father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who was, and his mother was Sachi Devi. Jagannath Mishra, his title was Purandara. Nanda Vasudeva Rupa Sadguna Sagar. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami telling, he not only Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's pastime Nanda Maharaj is foster father and also a father of Vasudev. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, both Nanda and Vasudeva, actual father of Krishna was Nanda Maharaj, but Vasudeva also merged in his, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they both, Nanda Vasudeva Rupa, together, they mixed together, who? Jagannath Mishra. That is in Guru Ganadesh Deepika, is written very nicely by Kavi Karnapura Thakur. Pura Jasoda Brajaraja Nandau Vrindavane Prema Rasakarau Yau Sachi Jagannath Purandara Bhidau Babhu Vatustau Nacha Sangsayavatra. So Kavi Karnapura Thakur is telling, there is no doubt that in previously both Jasoda and Brajaraj, who is known as Nanda Maharaj, those were as a special affection for Krishna in Vatsalya. So they appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes as Sachi and Jagannath. Same Jasoda and Nanda, they appeared as Sachi and Jagannath. And next then he telling, Devaki Vasudeva Ujavu Pitaro Ramakrishnayo. Those were also in Krishna's pastimes in Mathura as Vasudeva and Devaki, they also rule as the father and mother of Krishna. They also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they merged with Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda. Same. And also more is written, not only just because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not avatar, Krishna and Chaitanya, they are not avatar, they are avataris. Sabha avatara sara siromani kevala ananda kanda. So when Krishna appeared, all other the Vishnu tattvas, the incarnation, they also marked in his body, apart from different pastimes. Like in Krishna's pastime, the killing of demons, that was the activities of Vishnu. But Krishna is, he is Brajendranandan, his business only to hiding cows and performing his pastimes with his coward boyfriends and other devotees in Braja and rasa dance, so all these things. So when Swayang Bhagavan Krishna, when he appeared, because Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is telling that he is our worshipable Lord. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadhu Vargena Jakalpita Srimat Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatro Dharana Paraha. This is the opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our worshipable Lord is Brajendra Nandana Krishna. And when he appeared in this material world, all other incarnation there, all just merged in his body together. They are all within Krishna. So, that's why in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he is also avatari. He is not avatar. Both Krishna and Gauranga, they are avataris. All incarnations coming from them. They are avatari. Ete changsa kalapangsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Similarly, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is also avatari. So, one Prabhupada disciple was giving class in Vrindavan. He was telling that Prabhupada generally asked when giving initiation, who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Someone says that he is an incarnation of Krishna. Then Prabhupada immediately corrected him. No, he is not an incarnation. He is Krishna himself. He is Krishna himself. He is avatari. He is not avatar. So just like Krishna is avatari, similarly when he is incarnated in this world or he came as Chaitanya, so all his father, mother, they are also same personality in Krishna's as when he was Krishna. So here is Nanda and Jasoda, they appeared as Sachi and Jagannath. But not only that, Krishna ne Kavi Karna Prabhu Thakur is telling Devaki Vasudeva by Jahu Pitaro Ramaka, they also all others Jalpanti Keshan, the people call that they are also with the same body of Sachi and Jagannath. Not only that, he told that all other incarnations also. Devahuti, Kapila, sorry, Devahuti, Mother Devahuti and Kardama, the other incarnations also, they all marked in the body of Sachi and Jagannath. So, Anyatha Rama Murtehe Si Vishwarupasya No Udhavataha. Because if he is by Devaki and Vasudeva is not Sachi and Jagannath, then it is not possible of appearance of Vishwarupa. He was elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was incarnation of Balaram, Ananda says, like that. So in this way, we see that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is before describing the advent of Lord Chaitanya, he is describing all his superiors who appeared before appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this particular verse is telling Tarapa, and the verse before is told that Jagannath Mishra was designated as Purandara, exactly like Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva. He was an ocean of all good qualities. Next, he is telling about Tarapatni Sachi Nama Pati Vrata Sati Jarapita Nilambara Nama Chakravarti. His wife Srimati Sachi Devi was a chaste woman, highly devoted to her husband. Sachi Devi's father's name was Nilambara and his surname was Chakravarti. So Mother Sachi, one way you can just introducing Gauranga Mahaprabhu, just like Vasudeva Goswami says in his famous bhajan, Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachira Nandana. Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachira Nandana Tribhuvana Kare Jara Charana Vandana. In three world, everyone is worshipping the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is a son of Jagannath and Sachi. Jagannath Mishra and Sachi. So, then so Gauranga Mahaprabhu is famous as the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. So, that's why, but same time, Krishnadas Kaviraj also says that Matru Bhakta Ganera Prabhu Hanchudamani Sanyasa Laya Sada Sevena Janani. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami used to say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, among the so many personalities, those who are famous for Matru Bhakti, means serving their mothers for their affection, for their mothers or serving their mothers. But among all such Matru Bhaktas, those who are specially attached to their mother, serving in famous in this world for serving their mother, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the topmost. That's why he is known as Sachinandana. Sachinandana Gaurahari, Jasodhanandana. Like Krishna also, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami for Krishna is telling, Krishna Sabdera Bahuvarthanamani, Jasodhanandana Syama Sundara Dui Matra Jani. Mahaprabhu used to say, I did not accept so many meanings to the word Krishna, only two meanings. Jasodhanandana and Syama Sundara. Syama Sundara is a, Radharani used to call Krishna as Syama Sundara and Jasodhanandana. He is famous as Jasodhanandana. Similarly, Gaurahari also famous as Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana Gaurahari. Very few people say that Jagannath Nandana Gaurahari. Everyone told, Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari. So, so among all those devotees are famous in this world for showing their special affection and devotion for their mother, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the topmost. Matru Bhakta Ganera Prabhu Han Chudamani. Chudamani means topmost affection for their mother. Sannyasa Layasada Sevena Janani. Even after taking, Mahaprabhu took sannyas, but he never forgot his mother, Sachi. Even when after taking sannyas, he came to Santipur, and just Nityananda Prabhu cheated him. Some other, it is his pastimes, he come to Santipur. Then Chandrasekhara Acharya came and he took Sachi Mata to Santipur. When Mother Sachi saw this shaved head of Chaitanya and a Gauranga, she was just crying and fainted. But Mahaprabhu just come and touch her feet and told Mother, "By I am a just made guy. Somehow that I come, I just saved up, I took sannyas, but if you want, now I can return back to home with you. This body belongs to you, because I born from your womb." So that's why he's very famous, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is famous as Sachinandana. He's always, even if in Jagannath Puri, he was always keeping news of his mother. How my mother is doing. Time to time he saves different devotees to take care of his mother, and he sends Jagannath Mahaprasad and some gifts for his mother. And what is going on, also the time, many times in a year, people come and take news of Sachi Mata to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So that's why it's very nice in this verse also telling that he is giving specifically specifically mentioning about Sachi Mata because she is very famous as mother of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. She appeared before Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance. Sachi Devi, specifically the word is used here, Tarapatni, that means the wife of Jagannath Mishra. Her name was Sachi. Sachi Nama Pati Pratasati. Two words specifically, she was Pati Brata and Sati. Two qualities is mentioned here. Patibrata means, Prabhupada is translating as Patibrata, devoted to her husband. Patibrata, and Sati means chest lady. Sometimes in this words can be both in a general sense and also special sense. Like we used to say Sati, some women are known as Sati. In Karmakanda, you will see in India, some marriage ceremony, they will address these names from Sati Stris and Jatha Mandadari, Tatha, the Ravana says Jatha Mandadari, and like this. But actually, they are not only one husband. But the main quality is that someone is devoted to Krishna. Like Kunti Maharani. Kunti Maharani is called a chaste lady. Many devotees, like the Tara and Bali, they are generally, they used to, Karmakanda, the Brahmanas, they used to chant their names. Why they are Satis? They are called chaste. Because they followed instructions of Lord. They surrendered to the Supreme Lord. Tara, this Bali and Sugriva, Bali's wife Tara, then again, she also married. So again to Sugat, like this, Mandadari also again married to who? Vibhishana, Ravana's wife, again Vibhishana. Similarly, Kunti Devi also, five, in one sense is five husbands, different sons from different demigods. But still, they are known as Sati, chaste. Why? Because they are devotees of Krishna. Yomang abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Krishna is telling jo abhyabhicharena bhakti. That is the main chest. Chastity is depend upon this. Actually, all of us, prakriti. So our husband is Krishna. So in this way, Krishna is telling yomang abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Sagunan samati taitan brahma bhayaya kalpate. In 14th chapter Gita, so Krishna is telling, avyabhicharini bhakti. That is the main chastity. We should not take so many demigods as our Lord. So there is only a jiva or a soul when he accepts only one husband, that is Krishna. Avyabhicharini, vyabhichara and avyabhichara. That is, a woman who has dedicated his everything, his mind is fixed only in one husband, that is called an avyabhicharini, chaste lady. Vyabhichara means who has accepted so many husbands, has his mind in so many, but actually in devotional service, that is vyabhichara when we put our mind in different demigods. We should put our mind only in this lotus feet of Krishna. That is avyabhicharini bhakti. Akama sarvakama mukhya kama udaradhi tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta purushaparam. When one fixes one's mind is fixed at lotus feet of Krishna only. Generally in public what they are doing? Monday, you have to worship, go to Shiva temple and put some water, specifically in India. In Mangala, next day, Tuesday you go, where? Tuesday you go to some Hanuman's temple or some Devi temple. Budhuvar you go to Ganesh, Guruvar you go to Lakshmi, Shukravar to Santoshi Masa, there's so many in India specifically. Saturday to some Sanishar, and Sunday to put some water, offer some water to Sun God, like that. That is not avyabhicharini bhakti. This is vyabhichar. That's why Krishna told sarvadharman paritajya mam ekam saranam braja. Just take shelter. Take shelter unto me. Come surrender unto me. I will make you free from all sinful reactions. I will protect you. So that's why Sachi, Mother Sachi was Pativrata and Sati. She is a chaste lady. And she is also like Jasoda, was fixed her mind at lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj. Also she was always meditating Krishna, to serve Krishna. Similarly, Mother Sachi also always meditating. About whom? She was more meditating Jagannath Mishra or more meditating Nimai? She was always thinking Nimai. Even after Jagannath Mishra passed away, Mother Sachi was always day and night crying for when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to Jagannath and Jagannath Puri. Still Mother Sachi will cook so many preparations, nice preparations. Then after when he offered to deity, then you will see and she would try to cry and she was crying. Oh, if Nimai is here, then all such preparation only he likes all such prasadam. His preparations according to my Nimai is like he likes all this prasadam. When she sit down just outside and try to crying and remembering Nimai, then Mahaprabhu appeared personally and eat all offerings. Then after she just come again to the dirty room, he see that all plates are empty, nothing is there. So you think, no, maybe I may be forgotten to offer things. So you'll wash plate and again start to offering, do offering. Or you'll maybe some other living entities in this room, they may be have taken the prasadam. Then Mahaprabhu has to send message. Tell my mother that on that particular day, she was lamenting, thinking that all these preparations she made, it was for me. But I was not there. But tell her that actually I present there and I took all such prasadam. Mahaprabhu used to say, always stay in four places. Sachira Angane, Raghava Bhavane, Sivasa Kirtane, Nityananda Nartane. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling. These four places Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always remain present. when Sachi Rangan, when Sachi in Mother Sachi, Angan, Angan means courtyard. So because when Mother Sachi was thinking about Nimai, and she cries, she cooked things and offered to Deity Mahaprabhu, come and personally eat. Also, Raghava Bhavan, Raghava Pandit, his sister was Damayanti. And she was so much affection for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Though Gauranga Mahaprabhu is famous for one thing, he is renounced after, he never keep anything from today, today's thing not for tomorrow. One time in Ekadasi, generally Mahaprabhu after taking his prasadam, he took one speck of haritaki, hare. He used to chew that haritaki. But one time, after Ekadasi, on Dwadasi day, when Govinda saw prasadam for Mahaprabhu, then he gave, after prasadam gave one hare or haritaki for Mahaprabhu told, who gave this haritaki? Where did you get it? He told, I kept it from previous day, on Dasami day. I know that you need it after prasadam. So Mahaprabhu told, why you stuck something? You have no faith in Krishna. Why you stuck this thing? But such Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who never liked to stuck anything. But when Damayanti, the Raghav Pandit sister, cooked something, Raghavara Jholi is very famous. Prasadam, that when the Bengali peoples, they come Rath Yatra time to meet Mahaprabhu, then Raghavara Jholi, Raghav Pandit, brought so many preparations that are cooked by his sister, Damayanti. Though Mahaprabhu not stuck other things, but he will keep it separately. She cooks in such a way where that these items can last for 1 year, survive for 1 year. Every day Mahaprabhu will take one item, little, Govinda. As Govinda, after prasadam bring one item, he will test one item, like this. 365 days, every day he tests little items from Damayanti's preparation. Then next year again the Raghava Pandit's prasadam, the Jholi again come, his bag of prasadam. So in this way, Mahaprabhu used to say there also, in Raghava Bhavan, sometimes when Raghava Pandit, and the Damayanti cooked so many things, Raghava Pandit offered, Mahaprabhu personally manifested such prasadam in Raghava Pandit's house also. When Nityananda Prabhu start dancing, Gauranga Mahaprabhu used to come there to see the dancing of Nityananda Nartani. And Narada Muni's incarnation, Chaitanya, Sivas Thakur, when Sivas Thakur starts doing kirtan, playing kartal kirtan, then Mahaprabhu come to hear that kirtan, because it's pure chanting of Sivas Thakur. So in this way, here is this verse is telling that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sachi Mata, mother of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, she is famous as Pativrata Sati. She is a chaste lady and devoted to her husband. And his father's name was Nilambara Chakravarti. Nilambara Chakravarti. That is, Prabhupada is specifically writing his purport about Nilambara Chakravarti. Whole purport is about him. That something is the other associates we are seeing, and those who are in Krishna's pastimes, they are doing the same roles in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But here is Nilambara Chakravarti, in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he was father of Sachi Mata. But who was father of Jasoda? Sumukha. There is one gopa, coward boy. His name was Sumukha. So Sumukha, but here is Prabhupada is writing that Nilambara Chakravarti was formerly Gargamuni. That is according to Gaur Gaurang Das Deepika also. So he is Gargamuni. Here we are seeing this little difference. Gargamuni, in a Krishna's pastimes, he was the family priest of Jadu dynasty, and he came to give name for Krishna and Balaram. But he is Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Nilambara Chakravarti, father of Sachi Mata, was in previous Krishna's pastime he was Gargamuni. Is written. So then Prabhupada is giving detail about the ancestry of Nilambara Chakravarti up to now, how they are staying. They are staying in a village in Magdoba, in district of Faridpur in Bangladesh. And then he is telling, giving also introduction about Jagannath Chakravarti, who has a nephew, in the same nephew of Jagannath Mishra, nephew of Nilambara Chakravarti, same ancestry, who is also famous as Mamu Thakur. Mamu Thakur, and who became a disciple of Pandit Gosai. Pandit Gosai means Gadadhara Pandit. Gadadhara Pandit is sometimes known as Pandit Gosai. So he became disciple of Gadadhara Pandit, then he resided in Puri, like this is famous as Mamu Thakur. After Gada, he was also famous as a worshipper of Tota Gopinath temple. All these data, Prabhupada is telling, is given in a book named Prema Vilas. So, another thing Prabhupada is writing about Kaji, and Kaji, because Nilambara Chakravarti and Kaji has some relation. When Mahaprabhu, the whole Sankirtan party, there's famous Sankirtan with lakhs of devotees, they marched from Mayapur to Bamanapukhari or Belpukhari, where Kaji was residing, because when Kaji broke the Mrudanga, then all the Mahaprabhu organized a great huge Sankirtan, disobedience movement. Generally we know in India that Gandhi started, but actually Mahaprabhu started this movement to disobey the orders of Kaji. No Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu told, no, we have to do Sankirtan. We have to break his law, the Kaji's law. And the huge Sankirtan. And Kaji becomes so afraid of him. He was hiding. So many people say, everyone is, someone telling him, we will break everything. Will just uprooted his home, everything will throw in Ganja, shouting loud. So many people say. So he was very fearful. But somehow other Mahaprabhu told him, he called him, he said, he come, then he told, you are my nephew. Why you are so angry? We have nice relation. Kaji also told that I am your uncle. Kaji also is incarnation of Kamsa. Gurugana Das Deepika telling, Kaji was incarnation of Kamsa. So Kamsa was uncle of Krishna. So, but in Krishna's pastime, Krishna killed Kamsa. But in this Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he gave him love of Godhead. Krishna awarded love of Godhead to Kaji. So Kaji was telling also, that I am your uncle because Nilambara Chakravarti, the Kaji was also considered one of the maternal uncle of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Kaji used to address Nilambara Chakravarti as Kaka, uncle. One cannot separate the residence of Kaji from Baman Pukhuriya because his tomb is Kashi. Because the tomb of Kaji is still existing there. So Prabhupada is telling actually Kaji was staying those areas where his tomb is there, Kaji Samadhi. So Bamanapukhariya, now he is telling Bamanapukhariya, but Prabhupada is telling actually this place was known as Belpukhariya before. But Belpukhariya, we also in Parikrama we went, Belpukhariya is there. Where? Where is the Madan Gopal deity of Nilambara Chakravarti? There is a deity also. There is also one lake, is known as small lake, is known as also Belpukhur. But Prabhupada is writing, formerly the place was known as Belpukhuriya, this is where the Kaji's tomb is there. But gradually it is known as, now gradually people call it Baman Pukhuriya. But according to Prabhupada is telling, this has been ascertained by the archaeological evidence that this is actually where is Nilambara Chakravarti and Kaji was staying in one village. This is known as Belpukhuriya, gradually has come to name Bamanapukhuriya. So anyhow, time is over. Any question or comment? This is just nothing to say much philosophy in this. Just a description of Mahaprabhu's superiors, how they descend.